John chapter 17, verse 25, Jesus winds up this glorious prayer, and he says this, "O righteous Father, even though the world does not know you, I know you, and these know that you have sent me. I made known to them your name, and I will continue to make it known, that the love with which you have loved me may be in them and I in them." So this one last statement is made in this prayer to us as believers. He's praying to God. We hear him pray this as believers. And Jesus declares that he has manifested God's name, his purpose, his will, and that he will continue to do so. But how will he do this? He's no longer here among us. Well, he will do this through the Spirit and through the Scriptures. And Jesus gives us the reason why he will continue to do this, so that God's love, the same love with which he loved Jesus, may be in us. The illumination of the Spirit regarding God's name discovered in God's Word is the way that we grow more and more in understanding his love towards the believer. So let me put it another way. The more we truly know of God's Word, the more we grow in understanding God's love for us. Truly knowing who God is, that's the source of the Christian's love. And so the question becomes, do you need to be more loving? Well, then you need to grow in God's truth. You might think that the opposite is true, though. Your experience may be that the people you know who think they know a great deal about God and the Bible can tend to be the most unloving people in the world. There may be a couple of reasons for that. First is that academic knowledge alone of God's Word does not produce the love of God, but rather knowing God through his Word does. But the other reason you may perceive people who know the Bible as unloving, and this is a little bit more uncomfortable, is because we've been raised, and we are currently raising a generation of people to believe that anything that hurts our feelings is considered to be unloving. But I would suggest that you get over that mentality as quickly as possible so that you can deal with truth. As you pray today, please remember Joshua Feary and his family, our missionaries in Zambia. And also remember the Tree Life Word broadcast that's heard throughout Ghana.